Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. I'm also the best-selling publisher at the boutique publishing house, inspiredlivingpublishing.com, where we are dedicated to publishing books that uplift, inspire, and empower women on their path of self-discovery. So today we're going to be talking with Dr. Ginny Barrow. Ginny is a certified executive coach, speaker, author, and leadership expert. After more than 26 successful years in the corporate world, Ginny's overriding goal today is to support other talented professional women who want to move up the corporate ladder, reinvent their careers, or deal with the clash of career and major life transitions that happens to all of us. Ginny's also committed to advancing diversity and inclusion initiatives within organizations. Her new book, Fearless Women at Work, 5 Powerful Strategies to Thrive in Your Career and Life, is now available. Welcome, Ginny.
Hi, Linda. So glad to be here.
I'm excited to have you, and congratulations on your new book.
Well, thank you so much. It was definitely a labor of love, for sure.
Oh, I work with a lot of authors, and I know the heart and soul that goes into writing a book. And you bring so much knowledge and wisdom into the work that you do. And you have 26 years of experience in this field that I'm sure that you poured all that expertise into the book.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the best experiences I had, Linda, was that throughout the whole project of the book and the launch of the book, it was just amazing to see my support community. It was just such an outpouring of love and support, and everyone that just came to bat to help me bring this book to life. To me, that was one of the most enjoyable part of writing the book.
Isn't it beautiful when you see that, you know, all the years of work and the community you build, when they embrace your work, it does feel amazing. And they're embracing your work because it's good. You know what I mean? Because you're good at what you do.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And, you know, I've really had a lot of hesitation, believe it or not. I'm sure you've probably experienced, a lot of us have experienced this, where I was comparing my work to other wonderful books that I've read. And for the longest time, and I even talk about this, I hesitated to write my book because I thought, well, how can I possibly write a book as good as the ones that I read? And I had to work through that fear and say to myself, Ginny, all you can do is share your story, share your message with the resources you have today, and then apply everything you learn and use it for your next book. So don't worry about it. Just do what you are supposed to be doing at this moment.
I love that. And I'm so glad that you talked about that, because I think for a lot of women in business and in life, we fall into that comparison trap. And I believe that it stops us from living our divine destiny, our truth, our mission, right? Because we start pulling back. So I love that you're being so real and vulnerable, sharing that you experience that too, because we all do, but we have to move through it so that we can serve the audience that we're meant to serve.
Exactly.
So today we're going to be talking about some of those 5 powerful strategies that you believe are what helps the most successful woman succeed. And I'm sure it's strategies that you've used yourself because you've had one heck of a career. So let's dive in. What have you discovered are the 5 powerful strategies?
So just to give you a little backdrop real quick, so about 10 years ago when my son was born, I had been working as a professional woman. I think you know, Linda, just from knowing me, but I'll share this with your audience, that I came to this country when I was 14 from Dominican Republic. And so I started high school. I had to learn English. I had a dream for freedom and independence and having choices in my life. So I knew that that was the path for me. And I knew that education would be a key, a huge influence in my life. So, you know, for that was my beacon to become a professional woman. So I did. And once I went to college and graduated, I joined my first corporation. And this is back in 1991. And 20 years later, after being a leader and being successful, I realized when my son was born in 2007 that the life I was living was not sustainable. And that's when I went inward and I said, something has to give. This is just not, I'm on a hamster wheel. I get out of my house at 5:30 in the morning. I leave all the stuff ready for my son to be dropped off at daycare. I go to work. I work like a little busy bee. And I worry, am I going to make it to leave, you know, am I going to get all my stuff done to leave work on time so I can get home before dark? It was such a stressful and, like I said, like a hamster wheel. So I had to kind of just go inward and say, what am I doing? And is, you know, how can I define my own success? Because at that point, having been in almost a survival mode, it was all about a certainty, you know, getting my needs for certainty met, you know, food on the table, roof over my head, just like so many of us. And I thought that if I continue on that path, that I was really going to just, that everything was going to burn out. So that was the genesis of the five strategies that I'm going to share with you and your audience today. And the first of those strategies is connect. And stop me so we can, you know, kind of break them up. But connecting to what was really important to me, connecting to my why, like, why am I doing this? And really, I began to question everything about myself, my beliefs, my faith. I began to question what defined me as a person, what defined my worth. And I learned that I was really attaching my role as a professional woman and as a leader with my worth. So imagine how having that coupling going on could really create this dependency on, I have to be a superwoman because if I'm not, I will be less than. And so it was going inward to connect with my self-worth just because I am. And so I began this entire spiritual journey of connecting to really my source of strength, my creator, my divine, the divine power, and really connecting with my values and my attributes as a person. And that's what I call cultivating your inner worth, so that there is no one or anything that can take that away from you, no matter what you do, who you're with, in what environment you're in. So that's the first of the strategies, is connect. But the entire arch of this five powerful strategies is the word cares. It's C-A-R-E-S. So the C stands for connect. The A is for align. The R is for rise. The E in cares is for envision. And the S in cares is for seek and give support. So we'll talk about each one of them, but the first one, connect, it's paramount, and it really doesn't matter what goal you have in mind. In my case, the goal was to figure out what I'm doing with my life and seeing how I can redesign it so that it really works for me and my family, my son. And in the case of anybody else who has any goal in life, any goal, it could be a professional goal, a relationship-related goal. It could be, anything about, how you want to be in your community, the kinds of what you want to achieve, anything like that, you can apply the connect strategy. What's important to you about it, and what's the why behind it? Because that's really what gets us to understand what's going to fuel us to really continue or to quit or to see how that goal fits into our big picture, instead of having blinders on and going after something, thinking that that thing is going to give us this feeling that we're seeking, when in fact we could be having that feeling potentially even now if we just shifted our perspective slightly. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and I went through it about 20 years ago, just when I was first an entrepreneur. I was exactly where you mentioned, where in my first business, all my success gave me my value. So because I had low self-worth back in, this was the early 90s, and I remember hitting my knees one day when an article was written about me in a local newspaper that said they did a feature on me, and they came into my store and shadowed me for probably about 6 hours. And Ginny, when the article came out, it said, "Superwoman's cape must have been behind the door." And it said, like, you know, this whole article about what I do in the community, all this, and all my employees, this is the day I woke up. All my employees, all my customers were there to celebrate that day when the mag came out. And I remember pasting a smile saying, thank you, thank you. But Ginny, I grabbed the article and I couldn't wait to get in my office. I locked the door and I broke down crying. I said, oh my God, I'll never be able to take this damn cape off ever again. And I realized I had trapped myself in this thing of putting my outside accolades tied to my value. And that day began my journey of healing. And so when you describe that, saying a woman who her job is her worth, that's scary because a job can disappear at any time. So that really resonated on a deep level for me, because I experienced it on a deep level. And we're going to jump to our first break, Ginny. When we come back, I want to dive into this deeper, as well as the next strategy, which is align. And I'll be back in a moment with Dr. Ginny Barrow. You can learn more at fearlesswomenatwork.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is the author of Fearless Women at Work, 5 Powerful Strategies to Thrive in Your Career and Life. Dr. Ginny Barrow is with me. We're talking about the strategies that will help you thrive in your life and, you know, attract success to you. So, Ginny, that's a big one, about connecting to your why. And I'm going to say, you know, for the listeners, I'm not going to say it was easy, Right? I connected and I didn't like what I heard at first. Right? Because it's like, I have to change my life. I have to change how I show up. It was scary to change how you identify yourself. And, you know, it's, what's this, 2017, so 25 years later, I'm still on that journey. I think we all are. But I love how you defined cultivating your inner worth. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, yes, it's not easy. And the beautiful thing about it, though, Linda, is that once you're on that path, there's no looking back because you remember what it was like before that, right?
Oh, yes. And once you have contrast, once you know what it feels like to be in that pain, and then you make this conscious choice, I found that, like you said, there was no going back. Because the moment I went back, that means I'm choosing that life. And who's going to choose that?
That's right. Exactly. So, yeah, it absolutely transforms you and really makes you... even transform your social circles, right? How you view life, how you value life. And, you know, from that, I actually realized that I was with the wrong partner. So I actually got a divorce. I decided that, our life, because you cultivate your self-worth, you really get to see the choices that you made when you were, as I would call it, blind. And you realize that perhaps your choice was driven by your, partly because of your low self-worth, you chose a partner who also perceived you with low self-worth and treated you that way. And so I came to that painful realization, and, you know, I had a 3.5-year-old, and it was one of the toughest decisions I've ever had to make because my parents were divorced, so I thought, oh my gosh, I'm repeating the same cycle. And I had vowed that I was going to make my marriage work. I got married in my, mid-30s. I had my son when I was in my, later 30s, 37. So I thought, this is it for me. This is it for life. But when I opened my eyes and I realized what was happening in my own household and how I was being treated and emotionally abused, I said to myself, it's one thing when you don't know about it, but when you know about it and you let it happen, then that's on me, not on him.
Yeah.
So I took that to my own, I took responsibility and owned my own decisions and actions. And to this day, I'm still single, and I much rather be single. This is back in 2010. I much rather be single than be in a place where I feel like somebody has me under his thumb and where I can't even be myself. Without being criticized or without being put down. So, I share this with you and your audience because sometimes we think, it'll be easy to do this or that. But to your point, it requires a lot of self-love to choose yourself and your peace and to know that you're doing the right thing than to be doing the popular thing. And, there's many opinions as to whether a family is better off with a divorced parents or not. But I have the belief, Linda, that I am a role model.
Exactly.
I'm a role model for my son. And if I don't teach him what it's like to live in integrity and to live where you are giving and receiving and that you're full in, then what am I teaching him about his own life? So that was a huge, you would call it in our terms, a dramatic experience. It lasted almost 4 years for me to get divorced. But to this day, that is probably the biggest thorn in all of my healing. That's still something that I'm working through because of the person who my ex-husband is. But it's okay because I have peace. I have my own house. I have my own independence. And I have to... the opportunity to really teach my son great values that I don't believe I would have the same chance to do had we lived under the same roof, where I would be really struggling through that.
And it's so true, everything is said about, especially about being a role model for our children. So the same thing happened to me. I chose to leave a marriage many years ago at that same time that I was waking up, because I'm a great guy, but emotionally unavailable and passive-aggressive. And I said, I'm the role model. I'm teaching my daughter, and he had a daughter and a son. I'm teaching the girls that by staying, this is a normal, healthy relationship, and they're going to attract a man just like them. And at the, I realized I was also teaching my stepson by staying that this is a normal, healthy way for a man to treat a woman. And I left. And what I love about what we're talking about today is it sounds as if these strategies, the CARES acronym, really is for any area of your life. So let's talk about number two, align.
So align is when you reflect, align where you are today with where you want to be. So we are clearly aware of, this is my current situation. So when you align, you assess. You do a self-assessment of, okay, so this is my current, this is what's happening now. What do I want to happen instead? So going back to, once you see what that other thing, once you see the contrast, what is that gap? How big is the gap? And then how do you pivot? I call it pivoting to, you know, basketball players will just stand right with one foot and just go around and around while they dribble. That's pivoting. How do we pivot from where we are today? Because we can't just jump across the bridge, right? We need to walk across the bridge or run across the bridge. How do we pivot so that we can bridge the gap? So that's where I also talk about in my book about ways in which we can pivot. And I can give you, you know, a real easy one, which is when you look at, let's say, for example, when I talk about career, for a lot of women that feel that they're kind of stuck in their careers, I said, okay, so if you were to look at where you are today, first of all, how do you identify the gap? So you have your own self-assessment. Another way to identify the gaps is to get feedback. And you get indirect feedback from people that are just reacting to you. You can see whether people are reacting to you positively or negatively, whether they're avoiding you or leaning towards you. So that's indirect feedback. You can also get direct feedback where you ask people for feedback, specifically around your career. You know, how am I doing? What could I have done better? You know, how can I be of more value? How can I contribute more? Things of that nature will be more direct feedback. So once you have your self-assessment, indirect feedback, and direct feedback, you can then say, okay, so what do I need? Do I need to learn something? Do I need to acquire a skill? Do I need to uplift my mindset? Do I need to reframe the situation? In the case of career women, and many times you just have to literally say to yourself, am I in the right environment? And so how would you pivot to get into the right environment? Well, you start networking. You make sure you have a mentor. You make sure you look for a sponsor, somebody who's going to support you and who's in a more senior role, who can, you know, kind of throw you a rope. But these are the things that I am talking in my book about cultivating throughout your career, not just in the moment of truth or in the moment when you realize, gosh, this is not working for me. So the aligned strategy, regardless, like you said, of what situation you're in, it could be in your relationship like mine, where I aligned and I said, what is going on here? This is what's going on, and is this what I want in my life? And so I said, this is not the way I want to feel when I wake up in the morning. I want to wake up and feel that I have someone who supports me, and vice versa. Somebody who is supportive of my growth, and vice versa. Somebody who wants to see the world, and vice versa. So somebody who's not going to, you know, hold me down with a ball and chain, as, you know, the old saying goes. And that was not what I was with, right? Somebody whose values were not aligned with my values. So align is a very powerful strategy, Linda.
I follow law of attraction and all that. And whether we acknowledge that the existence of alignment or not, we are always being called by the divine, by our source, to come into alignment, right? With our beliefs, our values, our core. But also it works in aligning, as everything you just said, in what do we see in our lives, and is it a match for the vision that we hold in our heart?
Exactly.
Right? So we're always being called, and I believe that the universe is always trying to rearrange itself to help us see when we are out of alignment, because that's how important alignment is, right? For our happiness, our health, our vitality, but also for us to live our true purpose. So I love that it's the second strategy, because, and I'm noticing that all of these are, it sounds like it's going to all feed into each other. And alignment, I believe, is what you said, is doing the self-assessment. When you and I had to make those hard choices, you know, for the listeners on the call, in my case, it was leaving a marriage and then closing a business after 11 years. We've all made hard decisions in our life, but it was more important for me to stay aligned, using your language, Jenny, than it was, like, the fear of the unknown I could handle, but the thought of staying where I was and being out of alignment, I couldn't handle, right? So that's how it felt inside. And because I just want to stress, I'm not saying to everyone here that I wasn't afraid when I made major life decisions. And Jenny, I'm sure you were still afraid, but you still made the decisions. And that's what this is about. It's about knowing that you deserve so much more and so much more of everything in your life, right? But especially when you feel out of alignment and it's affecting your joy in life. To me, that's one of my big barometers. Does this bring me joy, or does this take away joy, right? Because nothing in our lives, career, relationships, et cetera, should take away our joy. So when we come back from our break, Jenny, let's talk about, we can touch base on a line again, and then we can dive right into the next strategy in your acronym, which is RISE. I can't wait to hear about this one. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Dr. Jenny Barrow of FearlessWomenAtWork.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Take the first step to radically transform your life and business. Being an entrepreneur takes courage. Forging a path that is uniquely yours can feel scary and alone. But here's a secret. You're not alone. Life and business coach Marianne McKenzie, founder of the Real Woman in Business program, is an expert at guiding women who want to create radically engaged lives and businesses. Marianne knows that successful businesses and the creative minds that run them require more than just knowledge. They require self-awareness, a success mindset, winning strategy, and a tribe of other real women. Marianne coaches heart-centered entrepreneurs to expand and engage their personal lives and passionately grow their businesses. Visit MarianneMcKenzie.com today to join us. You don't have to walk alone.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Linda Joy, and you're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Dr. Jenny Barrow, the author of Fearless Women at Work. And you can learn more at fearlesswomenatwork.com. So, Jenny, we've covered the first two strategies, connect and align. And now we're going to dive into the third one, which is rise. So let's talk about that.
Rise is one of my favorites. So in the care strategy, rise is, if you notice, right in the middle. And it's rise above your current challenges. And there's two kinds of challenges, right? There are the fictitious challenges, the ones that we kind of create in our heads. And then there's the real challenges. I guess the easiest one to handle is the real challenge, right? Many of us, as we were just discussing, Linda, have real challenges in our hands. We have businesses, we have employees, we may have, situations such as we did with our prior marriages. Those are like real challenges, real boundaries, challenges/boundaries, roadblocks. They're there. I mean, if you have a family to take care of and you're in a job that you hate, that's a real challenge. That is, how do I manage moving on with my life when I have to feed my family and I hate this job, for example? So the real challenges are, looking at what they are and then coming up with strategies around how to circumvent the problem. So in many cases, I always say we can't just, unfortunately, sometimes pull out the whole weed. We have to cut it and then work on getting the roots to die because it may take time. But the question that I always ask is, well, what's the biggest pain point, and what can we do to alleviate that biggest pain point? So, for example, if you're a woman and you're being emotionally abused or any type of situation where your safety is in danger, then obviously that's huge, right? That's something that we need to address right away. If we're talking about less, life or death type of situations, and it's more of, okay, so you want to reinvent your life and you want to relocate to Florida, to a warmer state, and you're here in New Jersey, let's say, that's a challenge because your work is here. So, let's start looking for work in Florida, for example. So those are the real challenges. For us women, some of the real challenges to ascending in the corporate ladder is unconscious biases. And both men and women have them, believing that certain jobs are done better by men, believing that women are less competent in certain fields, like the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, or things of that nature. The glass ceiling where, we get to a certain level and then we don't have sponsors and informal networks that can really help us break that ceiling and break into the higher, more senior levels. Those, to me, are real challenges. The not-so-real challenges or the fictitious challenges that I call fictitious challenges are the ones where we create them. So those are what we all know as limiting beliefs, our mindset, where I don't feel worthy enough, where I don't feel blank enough, that I don't know enough, that I'm not smart enough, that I'm too young, that I'm too old. All of those fictitious challenges that we, the stories, if you may, right, that we create, the fears that we talked about, fear of failure, fear of not being good enough, fear of not being liked, fear of fill in the blank, right? So those are the challenges. And so being able to be aware and to appreciate your challenges is paramount to starting to overcome them. So that's the third strategy in the CARES system, to rise above your challenges, fictitious and real ones.
I love it because I also agree that if we don't acknowledge it, we can't change it.
Exactly.
So we have to look at it. And I think a lot of us, especially women, because we are taught, don't rock the boat, don't make waves, right? So we see something, whether it's in business or in life and our relationships, and we have a tendency to not face it head on. We kind of bury it and go, I'm not going to look at that today. But what happens is we're giving away our power, our truth, our joy, right? Because it takes more energy to not deal with something than it does to deal with something.
And unfortunately, Linda, the sad thing is that we're still spending energy, right? We're still hustling. We're still efforting. So the question is, are we going to effort and hustle and do all this work for something that we're not aligned with? Or are we going to, you know, exert that energy towards something that we truly feel is where we belong? And so it's almost like it's a facade, right, that we think that, oh, I'll just kind of brush it under the rug and pretend it's not there. Because we know how much energy we're spending thinking about it, how it's affecting our sleep, our health, our peace of mind, right, our well-being. So, you know, this whole book is about how to increase your influence, impact, and well-being. And not just in corporate, not just in business, but in life, in our own life, being the leaders of our own life. And to me, that's more important than being a leader in any type of quote-unquote role or job. When we're the leaders of our own life, we're living life on our own terms, given our boundaries and given our current limitations, which are obviously, as humans, we all have them in different shades, shapes, and colors.
I love the description of how you speak about RISE, because you bring it down to the way you share your wisdom in this book and in these strategies. You bring it right down to the core issues. Right, all of these strategies in your acronym CARES really get us right down to our core truth, which I believe is where transformation takes place.
I agree 100%. And this whole CARES success for me is really about this all came about from those years and years and years and years, and you know, spending over hundreds of thousands of dollars in my own self development. And my growth and understanding how humans work and what makes us tick, and working with mentors that you and I have shared, learning up from them and, you know, modeling and really just connecting, because I think all of us deep, deep, deep have a true knowing about who we are. And whether we choose to admit that we do or whether we don't admit that we do, it's still there. And it's just a matter of time, I believe, before we all admit that it's there. And that we are here on this planet, in my belief, that we are here on this planet to allow that knowing to be our natural state. That knowing, that intuition that we own, that is just, we know that longing that tells you you're supposed to be doing something. And we just, at some point, we just can't hear the voice. But eventually, that voice becomes so loud, you can't ignore it anymore. And then you become resourceful. And that's when you start to look for solutions. And that's when you know you're on your path to being your true self. And that up to this point, compassion is so important. We need to be compassionate with ourselves to know that we are doing the best we can with what we have.
Yes.
And that includes our spiritual resources and all of the resources that we have. So that compassion is so important, because that's when we give ourselves permission to be human and to realize that this is where I am in my path, wherever that is. And so this is where I am, this is where you are, Linda, and this is where the audience is in their specific situations.
And it's okay. It's okay not to judge and compare, because as you and I know, I did that in my younger years. I'm 55 now, but in my 20s and probably 30s, probably up to late 30s, I still fell into that. Like, who am I to think I can do this, which you spoke about when you were writing your book. I now say, who are you not to? Which we all know is a quote from Marianne Williamson, but it's a reminder I have on my computer, who are you not to? Right, because I'm here, you're here, everyone on this listening to the show are all here for a specific purpose. And even if a message may seem similar to someone else's, you were given, I believe, you were given that seed, that idea, that vision, because you are meant to bring it to the world in a way that only you can, because people who resonate with you need to hear it in that way. So, that's something I'm really passionate about, even with my private clients, is getting them again to rise, as you just shared. So we're going to jump to our final break, and when we come back, I want to be sure we get to cover the last two, which are Envision and Seek. And I'll be back in a moment with the amazing Dr. Ginny Barrow of FearlessWomenAtWork.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is Dr. Ginny Barrow, and we've been talking about her CARES acronym, which is Connect, Align, Rise, Envision, and Seek. So we've already covered Connect, Align, and Rise. And Ginny, walk us through Envision and Seek in this last segment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Envision is when, after we've connected to our why, to what matters most to us, after we align where we are, where we want to get, and assess what is that gap and how to pivot to fill that gap, and we assess about our challenges, you know, what are our current challenges, the real ones and the fictitious ones, then we get to dream. This is the fun part of the CARES system, right? We get to dream and envision the life we want. So if you had no limitations, if you had no expectations, if you had no fears about what would fail and what would succeed, what is that future for you? And that's the beauty of envisioning, right? That you just take off, you just take out your wings and you begin to fly. And so I call that in my book, Connecting with Your Desires. What do you desire in life? And you just connect with that. How many of us ask ourselves, what do I desire today? You know, what do I desire in life? I think we just kind of fall into a default of, this is my life. This is what I'm doing. This is what, you know, I have kids. I have a husband or not. I have a family or not. I have a job or not. So we kind of just default to life. But in Envision, after doing the other three strategies, you really get to dream. In my case, my dream was, gosh, I've been working for all this time. I so enjoy working with people, connecting with people, helping people, which a lot of us women do, and men, but I'm saying specifically to the audience of women, we love to help. We love to contribute. All the women that I speak about, my clients, we're all about adding value and being of value and having a purposeful life. And feeling fulfilled. So I envisioned this life that I have now. Linda, if I told you that I was in my dining room table back when I was working in corporate, and I had an apartment in the city, and I had a house here in the country where I live full time now, I was sitting in my apartment in the city, and I said to myself one day, it was night, and I was writing, And I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a life where I get up in the morning, I write, I do my thing, I coach my clients, and I have a flexible schedule so that I can come and go with Kyle as his schedule needs me to. And Linda, that's exactly what I'm doing now. And I have to pinch myself because I would have never in a million years imagined that I would have been able to untie myself to a, you know, high six-figure salary to do what I'm doing for a living. Not even nearly as lucrative as that was, but I am the happiest I've ever been in my life. And it's not that I'm ungrateful about my previous life, because I am so grateful that it gave me a solid foundation from which to launch my business, from which to live this life, and to be able to grow and invest so much in myself that I can then pass on to my clients through our coaching and our work together. But it is such a different life. I feel like I'm having two lives in one. And I'm sure you feel the same way with your, you know, with what you did and what you're doing now, helping so many women in this wonderful, magnificent way that you do. So envisioning is about really connecting with your desires and going for it. And then, we'll worry about the how, right? The how will come, because once we envision, it's almost like when you're looking to buy a car and you say, you know what? I love those, you know, Toyota Highlanders, for example. And then all of a sudden you start seeing them everywhere. You start spotting them in every color and in every, you know, in wherever you go. And it's because our attention and our focus is now on the Toyota Highlanders. Similarly, when you envision and you begin to see yourself doing something, being something, feeling something, you then begin to get resourceful and you begin to now see and hear opportunities that relate to your desire that you did not notice before, because that desire was not alive in you. So making those desires alive in us and igniting those desires is key to us creating a life that we love versus a life that we just defaulted to. And so that's the key of envision. And if you have any questions, I'll answer them, and then I'll go into the seek and give support, the final strategy.
Well, for me, visioning is a part of my daily life. Right? It's, to me, it's the key of how I've changed my life. So I'm so happy to hear that it's part of your strategies, because you and I know how powerful it is, right? And then when something you envision comes true or comes to be, it's almost like you have this deja vu, because suddenly you're living it and you're like, oh my God, I envisioned this back in my journal in 2012, this exact scene. And you just kind of, doesn't it make you kind of giggle at the universe going, this is powerful. So I know how important it is. And I, like I said, I've used it to change my life. So let's talk about seek.
Yeah, seek is, I think I shared already about, my book launch. Seek is where you seek support. You seek support and you serve. You know, I love Tony Robbins. I think you probably know him.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan.
Big fan, right? And so one of the things that I'm clear about, no doubt in my mind, is that when you contribute, when you seek support, but also contribute to others, all your needs get met. All of them. Your need for certainty get met, because you know you're helping that person in that moment and you're giving them what they need. Your need for uncertainty get met, because it's exciting. You don't know how people are going to react when you give to them, right? Some of them are, like, totally humble. Some of them are offended. Some of them are, you know, surprised. So there's that need for uncertainty that gets met. There's the need for significance. You feel, you know, that you're making a difference in somebody's life when you serve. And then you also get that need for connection and, of course, the need for growth, right? So all of our needs get met when we contribute. And that's, to me, that is, like, the multiplier. Contribution. And then seeking is about, okay, so now I identified what my gaps were, right? I identify my vision. I identify that I need to some challenges here ahead of me that I need to overcome if I want to get to this life that I want to live. And so now with the seek, you're going to seek support. You're going to seek out a community. You're going to seek out people, experts, who can help you overcome those challenges, that can help you transform and up-level your mindset, who can help you connect with the people that are going to give you certain opportunities. Seek out the experiences, because it's connecting to people, places, and opportunities, right? Experiences that will lead you towards your destination of feeling, being, or having what that, you know, whatever that is that you want. So seek, to me, is so important. So that's what happened during my book, right? When I was launching it, I sought out the support of my community, of my tribe. And in the book, I talk about, you know, who are your super friends? And super friends is you know, one of the phrases that one of my coaches and our friend Stacy talks about when I belong to her school, that super friends are those that are there to support you, that are there to provide insight, that are there to kick your ass, right, when your ass needs a little kicking.
Oh, yeah.
Or to join your little pity party when you have them and to say, okay, enough of the pity party. You know, get off your ass and let's go. So those are the super friends, the people that are really there to uplift you and that you are there to uplift as well. So that's the SEEK strategy. And to me, that's a beautiful way to wrap up the whole system because we're not living in a bubble. And, you know, we all know that. And so seeking support is vulnerable, right? And it's us embracing our feminine energy. It's us embracing our openness. It's that vulnerability that lies within us that so many of us, either through work, through our hard, you know, life experiences, have shut off because we don't want to be vulnerable. We can do it. I can stand on my own 2 feet. Guess what? I know I can stand on my own 2 feet, and I need help. So it's really about extending yourself to others and give them a hand whenever they need it because you can and because you have the skills and the resources to do it. And it doesn't have to be financial, right? It can just be supporting somebody else. Like, for example, when I was getting ready to launch my book, I had a dear friend of mine, Kelly, who just launched her own book. And she kind of walked me through the process of what that launch process looks like. And I so valued her input, and I reached out to her and asked her, Kelly, you just finished launching your book. Can you give me some insights? And she open-heartedly did. So I will then, you know, I then pay it forward to another friend who called me yesterday and said, Ginny, I'm in the middle of writing my book, and I'm stuck with my trigger sentences. So, I walked her through the breakdown of, okay, here's the sections, the chapters, the subheads, and then the topics within the subheads. And so that's what we do. That's what we've been doing since, the Stone Ages, right? We've been there for each other, supporting each other while, you know, some of us went to support the hunt, the rest of us stayed and took care of the kids. That's what we've done forever.
Exactly.
Right? We need to do that as women more and more. And I see with you and your groups, Linda, with my own community, we are doing this so much more as women. And I'm so thrilled that that's where we're headed. Because ultimately, what I envision is that we need to do this in corporate.
Exactly.
To be like this, right? When we are working shoulder to shoulder with each other. And rather than compete and try to climb over each other's backs, we need to extend that hand and say, you down there, I'm already here. I'm a director of strategic planning. Here, you wanna become a manager? Here, I'll help you. I'll mentor you.
And I so agree, okay. Jenny, that this is the model that will change the world. It's when women come together in collaboration instead of competition. And this is a beautiful way to segue everything we've been talking about as we come to a close, because the work you're doing in the world and sharing and having the courage to write your book, yay! And I want to tell everyone, you can get Ginny's book, Fearless Woman at Work, at fearlesswomenatwork.com. Be sure to grab a copy because, as we've been talking about, whether you have a career or in business, everyone should read this book because, really, the CARES acronym is for everyone. Connect, Align, Rise, Envision, and Seek is something, our tools and strategies that we can all use in our lives.
Yeah.
So, Ginny, I want to... I want to thank you for being here with me today and for being a part of my Super Friends circle.
Yay! I'm glad you're in my tribe, Linda.
Oh, you're welcome. And everyone, thank you for being here. Tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more inspiring conversations like this one. For even more inspiration, be sure you've claimed your free subscription to Aspire Magazine. You can do that at subscribe2aspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.